Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney the Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, it's been a whale of a week. I don't even know how to put this. But I tell you one thing. We have to learn to fight back. We have failed to stand up to these people with a program. It's going to take us another 100 years to get past this, at least 100 years, because we have so many people working with the enemy against us. But let me say this. The struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point. I say that. One that holds a numerous of lessons for the American people. See, the fight in Benton Harbor is a war. This is no conflict. This is a war. And the problem is we are so busy fighting each other that we have failed to set up a program to deal with the enemy, because we don't understand who the enemy is among ourselves. And that's what they want. They want me to have the Sambo of the Year award. Well, somebody got to call these people out. I mean, I didn't anticipate the Sambo of the Year award would go so well. You know, more than 10,000 people voted. That's a lot of folks. Well, actually, maybe about 25,000 actually voted, but I'm going to say, because some people may have voted twice, which I accepted, because the thing was, all I wanted you to do was vote. But the thing is, stuff like this, we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. See, we're at war. This is no conflict, and we haven't been fighting this war. When you look at the jobs, let's just take a look at all the jobs. All the top jobs white folks have, all of them, even the non-skilled labor jobs. You go on the highway and look who we're working. You don't see us working. These are non-skilled. I know when they started fixing these pipes around here, they didn't hire black people for the non-skilled job. Well, anybody could have been doing what they was doing, you know. It didn't take a lot of training to do what they was doing when they were removing the pipes. It didn't, you know. All you had to do was get down there and know what to move out and what not to move out. But unfortunately, we as black people, we're in control, but we're not in control. You know, we have 9 elected officials. 7 of them is not worth a nickel. 7 of them is not worth a nickel. You got your mayor, who definitely won the Sambo of the Year 2 years in a row. Then you have this guy Seats, a drunk preacher. Then you have Ron Singleton, a thief, stole a whole radio station and stealing money from the people today. He's getting a pension check that he don't rightly deserve, you see. And that's unfortunate. Then you have Henderson, who's a straight-up sellout. She's a Sambo, too. I think we're going to get somebody to nominate her for the Sambo of the Year award. That would be good. Then we have Eisen. He's not worth a nickel. Gary Edwards, not worth a nickel. Then you have Juanita Henry, who all these years, she played both sides of the fence, you see. And that's how she made her bones, by doing exactly that. But it's important, because Dr. Khalid Muhammad, he was with the Nation of Islam. And when he was alive, he made a statement. He said, black people has been robbed of themselves. Now, think about this for a second. Black people has been robbed of themselves. That's a heavy statement. That's heavy. And he's absolutely correct. He's 100% right. Black people have been robbed of themselves. They don't really know who they are. And they're fighting to keep you not knowing who you are. The word out there. Dr. Khalid Muhammad, him and the Nation of Islam parted ways, but he made some very, very interesting points. He said when white folks can't defeat you, which I know that by me being a baseball player, and we had a pretty good team. We had a team was so good that we could split our teams up and let one team play one thing, and we both win. But they couldn't beat us, so they tried to cheat us. You know, this is all this is high school. You're not supposed to know this. Your mind not supposed to be developed. But when they can't defeat you, they will always find a black person. Some Sambo, some Snowball, bootlicker, butt kissing, buck dancing, bamboozle black person that they trot out in front of you, and black folks accept this guy's behavior, knowing that he is a Sambo, knowing that he's a Snowball, whichever one you want to call, a bootlicker, butt kissing, buck dancing, bamboozle black person. They're always going to find a black, and that's why it's going to take us over 100 years. We're going to be in this same compromised position for the next 20 years, the next 30 years, the next 40 years, the next 50 years, the next 60 years, the next 70 years, the next 80 years, 90, 100, at least 100, because they got our number. They know that we can be bought and sold. That's why they do it. That's why they do it. You could tell by them positioning themselves with the job. They got black folks in the community dealing drugs, poisoning the community. They got black people, they flooding the community with drugs, fentanyl, all this other stuff. But black people ain't dying as fast as white folks on that fentanyl. See, that's a problem. Black people is not dying as fast as white folks on that fentanyl. You see, now that's a problem. Now they got to do something about that. They got to go out here and do something about that. The drugs. There's drugs on every single corner. Every high-rise got drugs. Every housing project got drugs. Plenty of drugs. And nobody's saying nothing. You see, they don't mind, you see, the sheriff department, they get money from the federal government to raid people that have drugs. They can have just a nickel bag. They report it as a drug bust, they're going to get paid. Normally, if it's in a nickel bag or something like that, they'll come out and say maybe he had 2 kilos, you know. That's how they do, because the news media is one of our enemies also. And we have to learn how to read the newspaper. We have to learn how to listen to the news, because they only want you to know what they want. Look, white people is killing each other too. You see, but you don't see all that on the news. You don't see that on the news. Which is important, because we don't know how to cipher the truth from a lie. We're not good at that. We believe what white folks say. If white folks say it, we know it's got to be true. That's the mentality that we're facing today. And when they say something, it's important. My good friend Tony Yale, they're brainwashing the people. Exactly. That's what they do. They're brainwashing the people to believe something that they know is not true. Just the other day, Fox News came out, the owner, said that they knew that the election wasn't stolen. But they didn't want y'all to know. You see, because he had a lot of followers following him, following Fox News. A lot of these racist people followed him, and they wanted to believe that the election was stolen. And, like, you know, my hands is up in the air on that, because I know that they can do whatever they want to do. If they want you in office, they'll still elect you. They will do that. And they're professionals at it, you see. Like, you know, like Khalid Muhammad said, this, you got to look this guy up, Khalid Muhammad. You know, he said black people have been robbed of themselves. I mean, that pierced my heart when I heard him saying that and how he was teaching. He would not tolerate Marcus Muhammad today. No. Malcolm X wouldn't tolerate him. They would have beat this boy down. They would not accept what this boy is doing to this community. Neither one of them. And I love the minister, but unfortunately, he has not stepped to the plate, maybe because he's older, and chastised this guy, because I saw the minister chastise Jesse Jackson. That's right. When he called him a sellout, but this boy right here, this Marcus Muhammad, is a real sellout. He's a real sellout. So when the election come around in August, you are not to vote for him for any reason. If nobody running against him, don't vote for him. Black people, this is our opportunity. You know, we got to change the way we do business. We got to change the way things are happening around us, you know. And until we do that, things are going to continue just like they are. You know, I think about my people a lot, you know. As a people, we've been traumatized for over 450 years. Over 450 years of abuse, mistreatment, torture, hanging, raping men, raping women, hanging men. And, you know, here's something that black people don't know. You've never heard of a white person going to jail for hanging a black person. Because here's the reason why. Black people was property. You wasn't considered a human being. So you can't send someone to prison for murdering their own property or property. You can't do it. And that's how they got by this. Even today, they still believe that we're nothing but property. And here's the thing that we have to do. We got to start teaching our own children. Don't worry about what they're teaching their children. Let's worry about what we're teaching our children. And we should go all the way back to the basics. All the way back. So they can start that critical thinking. You see, our children need to learn how to be critical thinkers. Critical thinkers. You see, that's what I see when I'm here in Benton House. I don't see critical thinkers here. I don't see people here that has that ability to think out things. But it's not just here. It's all over the country now. Maybe this was the how it all started, the pilot program here. But whatever it is, it got us where they want us to be, you see. And I'm going to say this, too, because I think this is important. You know, I watched some of that trial of that Alex Murdaugh. And so here's my opinion. And you know, and you can have your opinion, too, but this is my opinion. This was a rich white guy, filthy rich, stole over $10 million from people. Then they say he killed his wife and son. Do you know what it would take to kill your son and your wife? It would take a monster to do that. And to me, this is only my opinion now. So, you know, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, you want to hit me up on whatever, I don't mind, because I don't believe they had enough evidence to convict that man. Matter of fact, they didn't have any evidence that he actually pulled the trigger. None. But I believe that he actually killed them. But I don't see him being found guilty and him being white for the murder of his wife and child. I didn't see it, you know. Maybe it was something that I didn't see. Maybe one day I didn't get a chance to watch the trial, but I couldn't see nothing that could have convicted that man, you know. And now he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, probably because he actually did. Fortunately, this is the way the sentence is. To me, we got to get better. Black folks, you see, we got to get so much better. We can't allow these people to continue doing what they're doing to us. And like I said, it's going to take us 100 years. I'm telling you this, 100 years. It took us 450 years to get where we're at today. It might take us another 450 years. But what I see is amazing. But here's something that LeBron James said, and I tell you, Facebook and Twitter jumped all over him. But he was right on point. He said, my black brothers and sisters, in some cases, you are your own enemy. And that's a true statement. What he was saying is the truth. Oh, they rhubarred him. I mean, they hit him from everywhere, telling him that he, you know, he shouldn't be saying that about black folks, but he was telling the truth. We so busy kissing up to these people, want to be like them. They have the nerve to talk about, this is what this guy, Muhammad. Let me talk about him a little bit because I think this is important. He's a perfect example of our problem. A perfect. He had the nerve to tell people that he could be the mayor in St. Joseph, Michigan. He said white folks like him. Who in the world want white people like him? You got your problems right here. This guy don't even like his own family. But yet and still, we sit around here and try to build people up who've never been nothing in their life, and we accept it, even though they are destroying our children. This is an attack on the future of all our children. You know, this is just one small city. If they can neutralize this one city, they're going to do it one city at a time. One city at a time. One city at a time. And nobody in the city actually stands up and fight back. Nobody. I haven't seen it. It might be somebody undercover, but I have not witnessed anybody in this city standing up and fighting back unless it was my group. That's it. We got this justice system. You know, see, you got to understand what the justice system is all about. The justice system is a core government service. It is supposed to resolve disputes of the entire community. It's just like the fire department or anything else. This thing is supposed to resolve issues. We have a justice system that is so bad that it destroys not only you, but your future of your children. It attacks all of us, you see. And we have to stand up for what's right. Until we start standing up for what's right, it's going to continue just like it is today. You know, we are in trouble. We are in big trouble. You need to listen to Khalid Muhammad. I love what he's saying. He's saying stuff that makes sense. He was even on the Donahue show, and he gave them a butt whooping they'll never forget. But the point is, we have to stand up to these people. We have to make sure we're doing what's right for our children in the future. Because right now, we're not. You might have to take a bullet for the future of our children. Because you got so many people that's not. And let me say this before I bring in my first guest. I want to do this. In Chicago, there was trains, several of these cars were full of weapons. Somehow, I believe it was the FBI, I can't say which agency, actually leaked this out to the gangs, gang members. All the gang members had a cart where they could get weapons. It may have been 8 or 9 cars. I can't tell you everything that I know, because then they'll know that somebody's been talking to me. They said they were full of these weapons, ammunition. They said 8 train cars was full of these automatic weapons. And each gang had their car or box car, whatever they want to call it. And it was all full of weapons. And this is a true statement, you see. I got it from someone who actually said he took part in that. He said they had the gangster disciples, that the lords. Everybody had a car, and everybody, they were full of automatic weapons and guns. Free guns for everybody. And they flooded the city, because I'm pretty sure they're doing that to every single community, Detroit and everybody else. All these people have guns. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. They got us fighting each other. They know if black people get some guns, they're going to kill black people. Very seldom do you see black folks killing white folks. Very seldom. Very seldom do you see black people killing white people. You know, you're not going to see it. Very seldom. You know, and this guy told me, he said, look, he said, drugs, they giving them drugs. Giving them drugs, he said. Fentanyl. They said they giving them fentanyl. He almost rich, this guy. But my point is this, black folks. We got to get better. This is something we can do. We just have to do it. This is something we can do. We just have to get out here and do it. Because we got to think about the future of our children. And let me say this. You men out there, we got to take care of our children, and we got to take care of our women. That is the base of everything. Right now, it's every man, woman, and child for himself. You see, they got us thinking that way. They got to think about materialistic things, rather than seeing that we got to build a future for our children. They don't want us to do that. Look at our school system. You know, I remember when, you know, when we didn't have homework, my dad, we had to make homework. They don't even give kids homework no more, because the teacher has to grade the papers. Teachers don't want to grade the papers. We have to make sure that we're doing everything we can for the future of our race. Because they're out to get us. Turn. They're out to get. You can sneeze. And you're going to jail. And there's so much going on that we have to do. But look, let me say this. Monday, tomorrow's Monday. let's get ready for that. No fast foods tomorrow. No McDonald's. No Wendy's. No Burger King. No Taco Bell. No fast food on Monday, period. None. For any reason. Even if it's an emergency. If necessary, go home and cook you a hot dog or something. Tuesday, no lottery tickets. None. Do not buy lottery tickets on Tuesday. I don't care how big that jackpot gets. Do not buy lottery tickets on Tuesday. Wednesday, no Walmart. No 7-Eleven. No shopping, what they call that, Mark. When you buy the, no. The answer is no. Thursday, no gas. Do not buy gas on Thursday. Do not do it. Do not buy gas on Thursday. Friday. All of you women out there, I know you like to go get your toes done, your nails done, and go get your weed fixed. On Friday, you're not spending any money with any of those Asian people or Indian people. You're not getting your nails done, your toes done. You're not buying weed. You're not buying none of that stuff. On Friday, you're not dealing with the Indians on Friday. You're not doing none of these things on Friday. It's important. I think that we can do this. I believe from my heart that we can do this. I believe that we can become a force if we learn to stick together. This is a struggle. This is a real struggle that we're in. But it's all about the future of our children. Nothing is more important than the future of our children. Let me bring in my very first guest, the one and only Marcina Cole from beautiful Detroit, Michigan. Marcina Cole, talk to me.
Hi. Hi, Reverend Pete.
How you doing?
It's a lot going on. Just hanging in there. I fail. I can't believe it. I said, I got to be. Anyway. There's just so much going on. I just want to touch on a little bit about the in Mississippi, where many people don't know it's in Jackson, Mississippi, a high percentage of black people, they basically don't have any power on the state level. The African Americans have not won no statewide office in Mississippi in 129 years. So now what's happening is they claim it's there's no Jim Crow there, but we know in Mississippi it ain't never been that, you know, way where it was no Jim Crow. It's always been there. So these people, the black people in Mississippi, particularly Jackson, Mississippi, was large majority of black people. They have a black mayor. But they do not have, control representative in the state of Mississippi. It's all white that's controlled them. Now they want to take over these white folks, these educated white ring of extremists want to take over Jackson, Mississippi, have it be controlled by the Capitol Police to make decisions over this black town. It's just unfortunate. We already have a problem with the police, but now they want to go to this control and take over, liquidate of the black vote. So they have no power when it comes down to the higher court, the Supreme Court over there. It's just pathetic, but it's going on across this country, you know, where they're taking our votes away, our right to vote. And when we vote, they claim it, you know, they want to throw it and toss it out. So, yes, Jim Crow does exist when it comes down to voting rights, you know. So it's a lot going on in the courts because Mississippi wants to have the control, the Jim Crow laws, you know, to restrict black people from voting. It's just, we're talking about the 21st century. And you got, you know, all these years, no representation, a black person in 129 years. You know, it's just pathetic what's going on, not just in Mississippi, but all over this country when it comes down to the criminal justice system. So we have to fight for not just folks in various cities in Michigan. We have to be a voice for those folks that's down south too. You know, it's nothing really different than what's going on here, you know, here in the state of Michigan, where it's more subtle racism, but it's there when you go to the various courts, district court, circuit court, Supreme Court, appeals court. It's all the same. They all got the, you know, they tune into the same drum. You know, it's to lock a black person up, take away our rights. And so then now you see what's going on right now in the U.S. Capitol, where these ignorant white folks is over there in control of everything, where they want to outright the way in every level. They don't care nothing about hospitalization, medical care for minorities, poor. They don't care nothing about that. All they want to do is work for the corporate to put more money in their pocket, more interested in having more guns, and all they want to do is argue back and forth with this crazy, psychotic Marjorie Greene and the rest of them folks. They don't need to be in there. We're fighting for serious rights when it comes down to not just voting, but housing and jobs. They throwing us to the curb, but this ain't nothing new. What they're doing, so the fight continues, not just in Mississippi, but in Georgia. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, it's in Michigan, it's in Florida, Texas. We can go on and on, where we fighting for our rights. You know, they may have beaches in Florida, but what's going on with DeSantis right now with this anti-wokeness, banning books, just controlling the university, the colleges, the junior colleges and all that. So they're throwing darts with black people everywhere, what's happening with us today. And what we need to do
Let me ask you a question real fast. You see what's going on in Florida. There's a lot of black folks living in Florida. Yeah, they could have defeated this governor, but a lot of them didn't come out and vote this time, and they knew they should have. When you think about him, okay, banning books in Florida, you know, the studies and stuff. How do you feel about that?
Well, let's put it like this. Many whites across this country really are trying to suppress the message about what we went through and how we got here in this country. White folks said they're the one in the slavery. This is what they say, you know. And so all these lies and disinformation, they want to continue that disinformation and have us just basically saying we didn't contribute anything. You know, we built the White House. We built this country up, and it took our land from us. They killed us in every way imaginable, put the dogs on us, the police lynched us, all that. KKK, everything. They can't stand us. We, you know, we could contribute worldwide You know, when it come down to in Egypt, you know, we build the pyramids, all that and above. Mathematicians, doctors, all that, lawyers. But no, they saying that we're nothing. But now they want complete control of our lives, complete control of women's reproduction. So it's just so much stuff that's going on. And what I think that he's doing now, he wants to suppress our knowledge, and they don't want to share about what went on in slavery days and the positive contributions that we have made here. And they don't want people to hear about it. They don't want their kids hear about what the white folks did to us in a negative way and how they continually kill us and take our voices away from us. And across this country, with Donald Trump's leadership, he's still in the background, you know, trying to destroy this country and the world, and basically, you know, claim a voter fraud. So they intimidated the voters. They were scared to vote. And some black people just sitting down and saying, you know, I'll give up. They should never give up, because now they got this devil DeSantis that planned to run in 2024 as the president. So, it's pathetic that we sit here and don't say nothing to this guy. If they want to take over our lives, that's what they're doing right now. They want to snatch our voices away. They don't want to have books in the schools to learn of the true history of indigenous people, Native Americans, and black people. They don't want to hear the truth about what happened here, what no Columbus discovered America. That's all a lie. And they still can, you know, they still talking about they got a holiday for Columbus every year here in the United States, so much that it's causing a lot of our deaths. We don't get the, we're not equal when it comes down to health care. We're dying at an alarming rate with so much stress and fluctuation of heart attacks, diabetes, and strokes. All this because we're dealing with trying to feed our families, trying to get adequate housing, all that and above. They just don't give a darn about us. All they care about is the corporations and destroying the water and having these industrial places that's in the black communities where they have pollution from a fossil fuel and all that and above, destroying the water and the air and everything. And guess what? People do die. People get cancer from all that. So this is what they're doing, you know, to us. Well, I guarantee you, they wouldn't have a nuclear plant, a fossil fuel place like Marathon or whatever, right near those white people. It's not going to happen, because they know, statistic wise, they will die sooner or later. You know. So I'm against DeSantis. I know what he's doing, and I'm appalled by some of these black folks are not really challenging him. How did he win? I do not know. I've talked to a few people who live in Florida, and they can't stand him. But can't stand him and not exercising your right to vote, that's two different things. You just can't sit in the chair and let this guy just ride. He's attacking Disney World, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, he's really treacherous. One minute they had a junior college, I believe it was a junior college, and basically he turned it around and made it conservative and had the right wing take over with this this right wing Christianity and all that, just took over the school and let them folks that was in school out the door, you know?
Yeah.
So there goes their future. So, you know, and then, you know, he's anti-gay, he's anti-this, anti-that, and all this other stuff. The guy is, and he's Hispanic, but he's white, okay? He's white. That's what he wants to be called.
That's how they do. Like, you know, just like in Chicago, when I know that, you know, like, it's going to be a runoff between this black guy and this white guy. And most of the Mexicans they ride with the white folks, you know, that's who they gonna ride with,
And it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. We have to get better, though. You know, we can't worry about what the Mexicans is doing, what the white folks is doing. We got to worry about what we're doing. And when we start worrying about what we're doing and taking care of our business, and it'll be a whole different buck. We got to stop killing each other, you know, over nothing. You know, like, this is my territory. You ain't paid for no territory. Then they flooding drugs, and they got so much drugs here in Benton Harvest and shit. They don't even have that much money. They got more drugs than they got money here. And it's unfortunate, but this is what they do. They flood out anything that's negative. They flood our community with guns everywhere. Everybody got a gun, you know. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it's laid out. They know that we ain't going to kill none of them. We gonna kill each other, you know, and over nothing, you know, and that's the scary part, you see. And here's another thing. Let me ask you, why do they want to be like these white folks so bad? I don't get that, you see. I don't believe that this Negro that we got as a mayor, going talking about he could be mayor in St. Joe like these white folks like him. That was the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. I never believed that, you know, a person would even say something like that, you know, which he know is not true. Man, it's unfortunate, you know. But here's something that I want. Trump said he's running regardless whether he get indicted or not. He said he's not pulling out. So what you think? Still there?
Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
No, I couldn't hear you. No, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Okay, that was my mistake on my ear with that mute. The mute thing. I hit it with my ear. But I feel that the man, the mayor of Benton Harbor, is delusional. Those white folks don't care nothing about him. Whirlpool don't care nothing about him. All they're gonna do is just use him. Just because they look James, John James. You know,
mm-hmm.
all that millions of dollars mm-hmm. they put in his campaign, and he did not live in these districts that he ran for, every district he could find, and now he's up in there. I'll be the voice of Donald Trump. So these folks that's supporting corporate, the takeover of a black, of 97% or more town, and they're taking over by corporate, you know, and they're the poorest black people in the city. In Benton Harbor, and you see a black person that really can do some positive things, and he's not doing it. So, he needs to move on. You know, he needs to move on. So, they're going to keep voting. I mean, people are going to vote for folks like him. But the point is that, and he's going to keep running until he loses. So you got a valuable candidate to run against this person. And that person needs to step up and say, this is my qualification, and put it out there what he's not doing for the people. And the escalation of violence is because those poor blacks don't have adequate jobs. It has a lot to do with the economy, too. And they go in front of a judge in Benton Harbor, they're going to give them 40 years over there. So I don't know why they want to do crime, you know, but there is no opportunity over there in Benton Harbor. For these young black males. I mean, you know, if they had a decent job, I don't think they'll be going out there trying to sell some drugs, but the drugs is out there probably up in their face. It might be dumped in their community.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's so much of it, you see, and there's a fast way, and they got these people that fentanyl they got out here. You know, they lacing marijuana with that now. They're doing all this.
That's
stuff,
what I heard.
You know? Yeah, they're lacing that. And I'm concerned because we don't know no better. You know, we think we're getting high, you know. And anytime I hear somebody, I got the bomb, I'm running from that guy. I don't even want to be around nowhere where he might be because I know what that means. That means he got that fentanyl on there, and I don't want to be around nobody smoking that, you know, with that fentanyl because he might go at any time. Well,
he can die from that.
Yeah, we got
he
to
can
do
die from that. You know who brought that in the black city? You know who brought that in there?
Them white folks are not going to jail, but you better rest assured.
Yeah.
They got two options of black folks. They're either going to go to jail or they're going to die with
there
those type of drugs that's out there, you know, the meth and everything else. You know,
and,
you
and,
can
and,
be
and,
just like them, but you'll be dead just like them, what them white folks is out there that don't get locked up for the same crime, but they don't do the time. You know, so we dealing with that, and there's so much going on, and we get distracted because I'm hearing some black folks, I hear them spreading disinformation that they had heard from folks like Marjorie Greene and Sean Hannity and Donald Trump. We go on, and it's disinformation out there, and they repeat this stuff on social media. Are you folks crazy? You know, you're on the wrong side of the fence. You know, we're dealing with a whole lot of stuff. We're dealing with the climate change. We got lightning and thunderstorms and the midst of a snowstorm and a whole lot of changes going on with California. You got snow up in there. And so it's and then we have across the world, Turkey and Syria, with over 50,000 people died, and there was no warning. So if anybody don't believe climate change, they have lost their freaking mind. So they put this disinformation, you know, that's going on. And I did want to touch on for a minute so much intent and in how these earthquakes and how they happen and the scales of the earthquakes too, and Japan and Chile, they had 9.5 or somewhere around there, 2014 I think in Japan and 2011 in Chile, and so now we got here like in Turkey. So it's we just can't sit down and relax because the earth is moving around and all that, and it's causing cracks and stuff. Yeah, it'll be a long time. We're dealing with greenhouse gases, with the fossil fuels. We're dealing with all this stuff. Everything's connected when we're dealing with the industrial folks with these manufacturer companies that basically have these, well, some of them have where they're in the pores of neighborhoods and have these factories that's, you know, emitting chemicals in the air that we breathe in. And then we have a lot of folks with allergies and respiratory illnesses and cancer and all this other stuff. We're overlooking what the cause is. It's man-made causes from climate change and natural disasters, you know. So a lot of stuff is going on. We're not paying attention because we're watching them clowns at the the U.S. Capitol, where the stupid white supremacist representatives that don't care nothing about nobody, they only care nothing about their own white race, and all they want to do is divide and conquer, and we want to go where the party at and do our dance and do our hustle and all that stuff going on every freaking day. In the meantime, these huckies is trying to destroy the freaking world. Really? You know, and then with Donald Trump, he's putting his eyes on 2024 to be the president. Why is this blank ain't locked up? This man has committed treason. He's a mob boss. He committed fraud, rape, murder. Over a million folks died from COVID because of him. And not just that, he would basically put a hit on somebody. He'll send a message to them crazy white folks that love him dearly, and put out there, you know, who he don't like. Next thing you know, them folks got shot down. He sends the message out there. So we dealing with a criminal that wants to be a president, and got black folks, a high percentage of black folks voted for him 2016. Come on now, if they lost their mind, and they loving them too. I got a big problem with that because
I got a major problem with it.
I got a major problem with that. So I had to cut folks loose that's aligned with white supremacists. You know, that white privilege is not going to cross over to the black man and give him black privilege. It ain't going to happen, not in the criminal justice system, not in no job situation. You know, you're not going to make the same as that white person, not even going to a medical facility, a hospital, a clinic. You ain't going to get the same treatment as a white person. Your butt will be dead. They don't care nothing about you. I know, been there, done that. Family member dead. Lawyer was supported the hospital that killed my son. So Beaumont, so I'm still suffering physically because of no justice. We get no justice at all. as it could be Mississippi, Georgia, Michigan, Texas, Florida, everywhere there's black conflict or black folks, they don't care about us. All they want to do is control us and get us less representation as far as, you know, someone that's at the state level to be to oversee that they get the same rights as everybody else. We got Washington, D.C. They ain't even got statehood. You don't know why folks don't want that? Because then they're going to have two congresspersons there to rep, I think, about two of them. They don't want that. They don't want this majority of black folks in D.C. to have a statehood, bottom line. So we fighting in all these freaking states, you know, for our rights. And it's just a sick thing that's going on. We must think about our environment, because if we destroy the air and the water, we're going to be perishing. So I don't know. The white folks think that they think they ain't going to perish. They doing, look, they drink the water too. They eat the food, take the food that grows in the tainted land, the dirt, everything else. You know what I mean? Same way, I don't care how much money you got. Because, see, you got some rich folks that be was up in the mountains with their house, fine house on top of the mountain, and you know their house got to rolling down. So money don't always protect these folks that's well off financially. You know, it's just not going to happen. You know, yes, we get the end of the stick. We see people out here begging for food and all that. This country should never be this way. You know, but they get to the point where they steal, they kill, they have more money, they get money. Donald Trump was so bad, he's talking about Asian people so bad, he turned around and get millions from them. So this is what he does. You know, Ken Jong, we want to do a war with him, and then you know, he wants to get money from them or whatever in parts of Asia. That's what my point is. It's coming out where he got millions of dollars in, well, Saudi Arabia. You can name the different parts in Asia, Middle East, or whatever, people that he can't stand. All he did was make money, you know.
All he do
is it's too much.
That's what he do.
That's what they do, and it's not just him. He and his whole family went to Saudi Arabia and got paid. They went together. I remember that, and got millions of dollars from folks. So yeah, he's a thug. And then with the Mississippi thing and Michigan. You know, these various states are becoming a police state. And this is what they're doing for Jackson, Mississippi. Want to bring in the police and all that and have them placed in every corner. This is supposed to be the state representatives, which are white, all white. And they want to control the police and have them right in that black neighborhood. It's called the liquidating their voices. That's all they want to do. They don't want to see no black mayor there. They're going to try to destroy that, you know. So the little power that they have, it's this what's going on in Alabama. We can go to Alabama or whatever going on in the political level where these folks, they're trying to have a voice, but we still have this Jim Crow laws in place. You know, to suppress our voices and stuff. We got Jim Crow come down to 13th Amendment.
Ron DeSantis, he got a new book out.
Did you know he got a new book out? Ron DeSantis got a new book out. Ron DeSantis. He got a new book out, and it tells everything that he planned on doing. If he get to be president, he say he's going to things.
Oh yeah, he ain't hiding nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He wants to put us. He wants to put us in the cornfield or something like that, or pull some cotton and all that. He wants to take away where we'll be starving, and we better not have no car because he want to take that up, and you know he want to destroy that. He don't want us to get no education. None of that. That man is a fascist. He's a tyrant. We can go on and on with this man. And they said, which one's the worst between Trump and him? I put them both on the same level. DeSantis is a little bit smarter than Trump, but the outcome is going to be the same. You know, if no jokers both come in there. And then that that supposed to be a Native American, this lady, Nikki Haley, she claims she gonna run. She talks the side of her mouth. One minute she's for Trump, and next minute she's not. She's a racist, you know, mm-hmm, trying to make mm-hmm. it like she's not. And so she's supposed to be running. And so we got these clowns that's running, and they think, you know, oh, she a woman. She's a Native, Indian, whatever. You know, anyway, she's a racist. That's all I got to say. She's with the white supremacists. So,
mm-hmm.
we really can't go by what a person looks like or what race they say they are. You know, it's embedded in them to think that they're superior, even though they might not have that pink, white skin or whatever. They have the same mm-hmm. ideology as Donald Trump and DeSantis. We can go on with Lauren Boehart. She crazy Marjorie Greene. She's stone nuts. You know, she needs to be removed off all committees. Omar, the state rep, she, you know, they attacked her. Kevin McCarthy attacked her and told her he wanted her removed off a committee, but wouldn't remove DeSantis off a committee. After he done lied and did all kind of criminal stuff, fraud, you name it. That man done did so much, I wouldn't be surprised if he done killed somebody. He's a very dangerous sociopath, and he's over there making decisions for a district that don't want him. So we got this non-representation of people that's sick in the head, you know, because they want to keep these people in office, those state representatives in office, knowing they're incompetent. But they're pro white. That's all it is. And many of them are ignorant. It's just all they want to do is argue about some stupid mess. In the meantime, this earth is being destroyed. It's breaking up. So you know, and I'll talk about it later because it's so deep of what's happening. And then these idiots be saying, ain't no such thing. You're stupid, but you don't know what you're talking about. You know, all they want to do is clown and about something that's so irrelevant and calling Omar saying something about some anti-Semitic. But y'all don't hear the Jewish people coming over there to the white folks and call them anti-Semitic. They didn't say all kinds of stuff. Donald Trump, Marjorie Greene, we can name all them those idiots. But, you know, and then they had brought up something about what happened 2020, 2021, anything. And he removed her off of, I think, a foreign committee, Representative Omar. She's a Muslim. That's, you know, that's the xenophobic crap going on. And anyway, so my point is they keep in Marjorie Greene because she's buddy-buddy with Kevin McCarthy. He needs to be thrown in the trash because he's been bought and paid for. So they're actually mm-hmm. running the country and delaying it. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And we need to fight.
Absolutely.
So people right here need to be voting for the right people.
We're out of time, young lady. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, talk to everybody, you know, alone. But listen, this is what we got to do. We got a big election coming up in August. I want everybody to listen. Make sure you register to vote. This election is huge. And we got to remove this guy, Marcus Muhammad, from the mayorship here. And it's going to take a lot because then white folks are going to be putting all kind of money into this guy. So we got to make sure
like
that we
that
remove
much,
him
huh?
from office and do what we need to do. And those of you who do not know who Khalid Muhammad is, look him up. He made some. He was a guy who was stood up. He was a guy who would not accept somebody like Marcus Muhammad and Malcolm either. None of them, anybody decent wouldn't accept him. But it's unfortunate, but this is just the way it is. We got to get rid of all the Sambos, the Snowballs, the Bootlickers, the Butt Kissers, the Buck Dancing, Bamboozle, and Negroes that they trot out to put against us. And on
that's
that
what
note,
they do all the time. All across the country.
That's right. That's right. And then that means that tomorrow, 1 o'clock, come on and let's talk
okay.
some more. Have a good day, everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.